100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Well, I guess I'm a day late. Oops, but I'm not a dollar short until I pay the medical bills. Anyway, it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a bunch of stories in this week on the topic of host. I guess I did this out of order. Oh well. But at least I'm late. Anyway, let's hear the 100 word stories on the topic of host, and then I'll get back to you. How's that sound?
Hiya, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Last Supper. John was the host with the most. His pavlovas were to die for. He was a demon in the kitchen and always used fresh local ingredients. A lot of the vegetables he grew himself at his well-tended allotment plot. He blended his own spices, and there always seemed to be one flavour you just couldn't put your finger on what it was. There wasn't a pudding today. It didn't matter, because after the main course, his guests couldn't move anyway. They weren't stuffed. He drugged them. It was then that he shackled them and began to enjoy his evening. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 877 with the prompt of host. On time. Here's my story. The two knights directed Bilbert and Sabrina to a rusted Chrysler 300 with all the windows tinted. They were pushed into the back seat, the dark knights squeezed in beside them. An hour later, they pulled up to a decrepit cabin, dwarfed by tall pines and redwoods. Inside the cabin, they found an old man wearing a black hood with holes cut out for his eyes and mouth. He smiled a yellow-toothed smile.
I will be your host while you stay with us.
Bilbert scoffed. I have a host of questions. First, do all of you have yellow teeth? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You've heard of the heavenly host? Let me introduce you to the unheavenly host. We don't sit around on clouds all day, dressed in white nightgowns, playing harps. We favor denim and leather, and cruise around on Harleys, blasting out sick riffs on Les Paul sunbursts. Then, there's the whole being saintly, and giving it up to God, thing. Stuff that. For us, it's mob rule, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'll be honest with you. Heaven, these days, is pretty empty. When the angels see the fun they could have with us, they're down here. Like a shot.
Hello, night people. Tom here. It was my intent to quietly sneak back into the challenge. Just pick up where I left off, backfill the missing weeks. To that end, while scrolling through all the prompt posts, out pop, prompt anywhere. In that challenge, Phil's story was about me. He was concerned about my sudden and prolonged absence. His kind words stopped me in my tracks. Thank you, Phil, for reaching out. The story of what happened, like most stories of its kind, doesn't fit nicely into 100 words, but I can break it down into saying, as all stories, it begins with death. To be continued. And my story for this week is sugar. Sugar? Sugar in any form. I have a warm memory from my childhood of the Hostess thrift store, a little bigger than three bathrooms, but racks of weeks to months old Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, Susie Q's, Snowballs, Zingers, and my beloved Twinkies. All mine. I was a sugar junkie. Would have been dead by now if it hadn't been for a 3-year stay in an organic bakery drying me out. Last year, my youth caught up with me. Diabetes. A host of sugar-adjacent food sources were purged. Am I happy? Let us say, being good is its own punishment. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A plate full of love, she said, looking at the heart-shaped biscuits and blinking her eyes slowly, like a cat. He frowned. She raised her voice to a higher pitch. You don't think so? Careful, he thought. Never, ever contradict a host holding a plate. Valentine? She insisted. Love? And all that? He nodded. Pink, little hearts. Fine, don't say anything. I'll toss them in the garbage. He nodded. That's when that plate flew in his direction. The gash on his head wasn't the shape of a heart. That love wasn't meant to happen. He just hated pink, freaking biscuits. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And for the topic host, this is my story. It's called Hostess with the Mostess. She was the perfect host. Attentive, considerate, and she always made you feel right at home. Her parties were always memorable, and you knew you'd made it if ever you received an invitation. These parties were occasions not to be missed, and were often frequented by politicians, judges, and celebrities. You'd be rubbing shoulders with everybody who was anybody. She had a cracking pair of tits, too. Along with a figure to die for and a wicked technique with the whip and restraints. She was expensive, of course, but you certainly got your money's worth. Best damn dominatrix in town. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Aside from dropping dead in his own mansion, Mr. Body was actually a pretty good host for the party. The invitations went out, the mansion was clean and well decorated, and the caterers provided the best wine, appetizers, and dinner to the guests. Leaving out so many weapons, well, that may have been taking the decorations a bit too far. And when it comes to hosting a murder mystery, well, 10 out of 10 points for that. In the end, everyone had a great time. Well, except for the murderer, of course. They were hauled off to jail by the cops.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of host. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see the text of people's stories, archives of over 14, 15, how many years has it been? I don't know. I think it's 17. And, I'm just a little out of it this week, but I'll get back to the high life again until I stumble. Whatever. The next topic is scroll. You can see that up at the website. There are links and all kinds of stuff. And I will see you next week. Until then, thank you for listening and putting up with this. And, as always, keep it brief.